A Washington man pleads guilty to bringing 12 Molotov cocktails to a mostly peaceful protest at Seattle Police Department Union Headquarters. This was a protest during the Summer of Love. This was the Labor Day protest. These guys were walking to Seattle Police Officers Guild Headquarters. Oh, big ruckus. Just tons of cops, people protesting. I mean, it was basically a continuation of what had happened that summer. And this is how long it's taken. It's taken a couple of years to find resolution here. Now, we were told these protests were mostly peaceful, right? All across the United States. Well, when you bring a dozen Molotov cocktails, when you bring a dozen bombs, let's be honest, that's what they are. They're explosive devices. When you bring a dozen of those to a protest, all bets are off. And that's what the cops are dealing with here, right? A dozen Molotov cocktails. This is crazy. What's crazier still is how little press coverage this got. Could you imagine if somebody would have done this, say at the January 6th, brought a dozen Molotov cocktails in a box, you know, beer bottles with, you know, the whole thing, wick, fuel in them, encased in a box, dozen of them? Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Let's get into it. Let's see what we got here. A Renton man, Renton, Washington, has pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of destructive devices and admitted to bringing a box of 12 Molotov cocktails to protest at the Seattle Police Officers Guild building in 2022. Remember when all the protesters were saying, they don't have any just cause for what they're doing and they're using too much force? Well, when you bring a dozen bombs to any type of event, there's probably going to be a little bit of pushback, right? There's going to be a little bit of confrontation. And that is exactly what you've had. And 2 years later, this guy probably looking at his options. All right. So we found this box of Molotov cocktails. We found a bunch of stuff that you used to make them at your home. We see you on surveillance video from neighboring buildings. Gotcha, right? This is a gotcha moment. So the guy's pleading. He's going to get sentenced in December, I believe it is. But this is one of those stories where it took 2 years to get a resolution. I mean, we don't have the final resolution yet because we don't know what the guy's sentencing is going to be. It's Seattle, so guaranteed it's not going to be that brutal. But I mean, could you literally imagine if this happened in any other context other than what were described as mostly peaceful protests? People have the right to, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and to carry a dozen Molotov cocktails to a governmental related building? I mean, you got the Police Officers Guild? That's insanity, isn't it? It's totally insane. And that's what we're working with here in Seattle. Just craziness. And you wonder why the police, you know, responded the way they did. They were under threat of being bombed. And you can see, we're going to watch video in just a little bit. You can see in the video, Molotov cocktails had already gone off. They're just being, you know, thrown randomly in the street. This is just the chaos that ensued that summer that we were basically, it's kind of like saying that the southern border is secure. It's mostly secure. It's, you know, it's all good. Meanwhile, 2, 3, 4 million illegal immigrants run through the southern border. Everybody gets all worked up. It's like, you know, saying that the border is secure. Clearly it's not. The protests were peaceful. Yeah. But then you got those pesky Molotov cocktails being brought to protest that kind of scooched the whole event from mostly peaceful to extremely violent. And that's what you got, right? According to a plea agreement, 34-year-old Justin Moore left the box containing the 12 incendiary devices in the parking lot next to the Spog building in the Soto neighborhood during a protest on September 7th, 2020. I just left them there. I mean, maybe he forgot. No. He brought them there to for his comrades to, you know, continue their mostly peaceful protest activities. It's absolutely insane, isn't it? I hope this 34-year-old guy goes away for a long time. What do you think he gets? 5 years, couple of years of probation? That's what I've seen from most of the prison sentences, the typical. I did a quick search for this. Maybe it's 3 years, 4 years probation. Maybe it's 4 years. Because no matter what, it's a crazy deal this guy did, right? Dozen bombs. Yeah. In June 2021, law enforcement executed a search warrant at Moore's residence. So this is almost a full year later. There, they recovered numerous items from the basement that are consistent with manufacturing explosive devices. What a knucklehead. You're brought up on charges and you keep this stuff around? I mean, this is just dumb criminal activity, right? There's no other way to explain it. Law enforcement also recovered a notebook in which Moore had made entries related to the manufacturing of destructive devices and the ingredients necessary. So he basically had a diary on what he did, how he made them, how you make them. Some entries. All right, put gasoline in glass beer bottle. Attach wick to top. You know, make it somewhat, you know, sealed up. Stuff like that. So this guy just got nailed to the wall, didn't he? Plus, they got that pesky video footage. This was one of those things. This incident right here was questioned multiple times in the media of, was there really a guy that, you know, was there more than one guy that had Molotov cocktails? Was there really a guy who dumped off the dozen Molotov cocktails that, you know, for his compatriots to use on the building? There was all this kind of questioning, and it was like, allegedly Molotov cocktails were brought and left, you know, at this location. Well, now we've kind of got the definitive proof here. Guilty. That's what this guy is saying. So that means things were so bad that there is just no way that this guy can get out of these charges. And, you know, a plea agreement might be the very best thing that he can come up with. So here we are, right? Police were able to further trace Moore back to the 2020 incident using nearby surveillance footage. Moore could spend up to 10 years in prison. He will be sentenced in December. Could be, but this is also Seattle, right? This is King County. He's not going to have that. But these are serious charges. Well, we've had serious charges all across the U.S., and majority of them resulted in fairly small sentences. Granted, he will probably get some time, but not what I think somebody deserves if you bring in 12 explosive devices to, you know, what the media and what everybody told us was, well, these are mostly peaceful events. That really drove me crazy. Cause you're like, okay, what exactly is peaceful about detonating 12 bombs? Where does that fit in with the definition of peaceful? It doesn't. So were there issues with how the police reacted? I'm sure there were, but given what, you know, what they're up against, what they're facing. And this is just one small incident that happened throughout the entire Summer of Love, where you've got this stuff going on left and right. You've got these jokers. I mean, you don't think this is the only incident. It's not. There are many, 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 many other incidences. And in the media, the police were characterized as being overbearing and using too much force. Well, what kind of force is warranted when you're dealing with, you know, just the single incident we've got here of 12 explosive devices ready to roll, ready to light, ready to throw, kill people? What about that? So what kind of force is warranted in that situation? I ask reasonable people, what is the answer there? And I think you would say, well, if that's the case, all bets are off. Because you got the likelihood that people could die. I mean, just no question about that. You know, it's not like these explosive devices are meant to merely just maim, you know, it's a little pepper spray. It's not pepper spray. It's exploding glass and fuel, right? It's compressed. It's gas in a contained environment. Yeah, light the top to it, and away you go, off to the races. So when you're looking down the barrel of that type of event, what do you expect the police to really respond with? What do reasonable people expect would happen? Do you want us to, you know, bring out the kid gloves and get all you people that, you know, you're claiming your First Amendment rights to freedom of speech, and yet somehow that includes a dozen Molotov cocktails? You know, if people are peacefully protesting, that is one issue, and the police go sideways on them. Okay, that's one issue. But you've got so many examples of this kind of thing happening during that summer. And I watched, you know, minor skirmishes happen fairly often with the police, you know, and there was always just this underlying theme of these protesters hating the police, doing whatever it took to get under their skin. And in this incident, getting under their skin meant possibly, you know, lobbing these into the police officers, the Seattle Police Officers Guild headquarters. So what was the end result? What were they expecting to accomplish with these dozen Molotov cocktails? Where exactly were we going with that? Absolute destruction, right? Destruction. So how do you combat destruction? Well, you contain the situation. And I think that's what we're going to see here in a second. Let's take a look at footage from those marches. We'll just take a look and see what that looked like. Here we go. So you get the idea there. All right. So you've got some kind of peaceful protesting there towards the end. But on the front end, when you've literally got Molotov cocktail detonated in the street, it kind of tells you where you're at, right? I mean, there's no contesting what happened there. This was a violent protest. There were elements that, you know, we saw there at the end of that video where people were actually just walking along the street. Okay. But you put that in context where, wow, yeah, but then we had that, you know, we had that dozen Molotov cocktails back there, you know, at Spog. And then, well, you know, we've got a few, you know, there was just people through during the middle of the protest. So you've got a situation like that. And I think the police did an amazing job of corralling the situation in most of these events, and that, you know, nobody really got impacted more impacted than the way that they could have. I thought a lot of people, they complained of, I've got, you know, I breathed in too much, too much gas. You know, I got pepper sprayed. It's like, okay, yeah, but you didn't get blown up by a Molotov cocktail. You didn't get set on fire. You weren't in a building that got set on fire with an explosive device. So you're here to live to tell the tale. You know what I mean? So just the whole deal where there's just so many levels of inconsistency with reality and what was portrayed in the media. And then, you know, what we're getting down to now, which is this guy saying, yeah, okay, well, maybe I was guilty of the, yeah, there were small Molotov cocktails. I mean, they weren't big ones. They weren't, you know, quart bottles. They weren't gallon jug Molotov cocktails, but just your standard beer bottle, 12-ounce beer bottle, right? That's what it looked like to me. I couldn't quite tell the scale, but they're inside of a, almost like a booze box, right? You know, something you'd find at Total Wine. Yeah, there's the cardboard I need to carry up all these bottles with, that kind of thing. So yeah, you've got the situation and the media basically just, you know, Fox covered it. One or two other, you know, AP News covered it. Like, yeah, that guy back then in 2020, yeah, he pled guilty. So not, you know, it's just, it's known that this guy is wildly guilty and he has no chance because he brought a box of Molotov cocktails to the party that we were told so many times throughout the Summer of Love that this was a peaceful protest, that this was Black Lives Matter and Antifa just protesting police brutality, right? I mean, the way I see it is, police weren't the ones with brutality here. 12 Molotov cocktails? Yeah, that is not good, right? That is simply not reasonable. And when they do the sentencing in December on this guy, I will circle back, let you know exactly what's going on. I hope he gets the full 10 years. He won't. It's a Seattle. Never happen. But at least he's going to do a little bit of time and he's going to cool his jets and hopefully he tells his comrades, yeah, probably not the greatest decision in my life. That probably won't happen either, right? It's just going to keep on going. All right, that's it for me, but I'll cover the scenario. Thanks for being here. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.